coming into the wisdom of your own compassion and the wisdom of your own innate. And the gratitude for the information that's brought to us from the central source, given with the greatest love for humanity, for the journey of the human soul. And another breath. And just let yourself sink into the arms of Spirit. Feel enfolded and supported. Feel that around you, holding you with the greatest care for your journey here. Allow yourself to expand your vision of who you really are into that of a limitless being. Speak from that place and live from that place, love from that place of a limitless, and know that the arms of Spirit are around you. And receive that love yourself. Receive the limitless love that is here for you, that goes with you when you walk out the door, that gets in the car with you on your way home. And just let that keep unfolding like a rare and beautiful flower every day and unexpectedly. And always available to receiving more love.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I have a relationship with you. On my side of the veil, you are a piece of the creative source. Unexplainable, this is. It is not in your reality to know. But we have told you that there is a part of you that exists in you that is from that source. It hides because it vibrates at a level which is metaphoric, that is multidimensional. It hides because you are not of that dimension. And so therefore you do not see it clearly, but you feel it. As you have turned this corner in history, we are starting to start teaching you what it's like to walk in that dimension. My relationship to you when you're here is one of awe. You start to see in your consciousness the ahas start to appear. Not just the ones where you know you can do it, but you start to figure out who you are. And I'll tell you why this is something to be congratulated, why we are so proud. We are proud. The pride is a compassionate pride. The kind that you would feel for your child at the first step or two when you know they have it in them and you did it so they can do it. And they're yours. And it's beautiful. And you clap your hands and you laugh with joy. The child's just fallen down, wonders what you're doing. So pleased that it has begun. You thought they'd never walk. You're at that stage. I want to tell you why it's remarkable. Navigating the new normal is learning beyond survival bias. Human beings compartmentalize everything. You cannot help it because it is the consciousness of survival. You're built for it. You don't even know you do it. You may not like what I'm going to tell you, but you know it's true. When you meet someone for the first time, the brain, its calculator is working overtime to compartmentalize the person in front of you. Are they one of you? Are they not one of you? What is their social status? It's important before you talk to them. One compartment, two compartments. What gender are they? There's another compartment. Can you trust them, depending upon who they are, what gender they are, and their status? Another compartment. And you do this in a flash of an eye. You're so good at it. You're so good at it. But the truth is, you have just linearized them in your mind. And that's just one incident. When you walk into a building, because of the familiarity of your reality, you are already scoping it out. What's it feel like? What's it made of? Are you comfortable? Are you not comfortable? A series of judgments happen that you're not even aware of, and it finds every single synapse, finds its time, its place in a little compartment in your brain built for that. You segment things. You don't put them together easily. And here you are, and we're asking you to open all the boxes and forget about all that. And some of you are doing it. One of the hardest things for a human being to do is to cognize themselves. What do I mean? There is a multiplicity within you that you're not comfortable with. When you think about yourself, dear ones, who are you? It is tough to turn inward and analyze because human beings don't analyze, they feel. You get impressions, you get emotions, you get feelings, they guide you from place to place. Your brain compartmentalizes, this is how you work. When you ask you to sit down for a moment and do it to yourself, that's a different story. It's hard to wrap yourself into a reality where you can even see who you are. But you are one. You are a singularity in your own mind. And then we tell you that there's a multiplicity. Let me ask you, dear human being, within your own thinking process right now about yourself, how do you define the soul? And if I ask you, who is it? Would you say it's me? Does it feel like you? And the answer is, you have no idea. Not really. You're not really aware of it. What about the higher self? We want to give things names from this side of the veil to you so you'd be more comfortable with knowing about it. And yet when we do, it becomes then apart from you. You don't want to think of yourself as a multiplicity. You want to be one. Well, you are. But you compartmentalize yourself into these pieces. The higher self, the soul, corporeal, brain, innate. How many of there are you? And so what I'm going to tell you is this. One of the hardest things you're going to do is to meld all those into you. We've told you for years that you've got to talk to this, which is your body, both corporally, and now we talk about innate. And you can't help it. You separate it. There's you, and then there's it. In the worst case scenario, there's you and them. And you don't put them together. So I'm going to turn to absolute basics to show you what to do. And to give you yet again another metaphor, one you've heard many times, but perhaps this time you'll start appreciating it better. Here is the premise. You are one. There is no multiplicity. The soul, the innate, the higher self, the corporeal self, the brain, the body. It is all melded into one energy called you. You've got to stop thinking of them as the parts and start thinking of it as you, you talking to you. Affirmations are for you talking to you. I want to talk about love, for it's the best metaphor I have. We've told you before that human consciousness is not God consciousness. That the thought processes that you would have as a human being that would include anger, judgment, vindictiveness, all of the things that are human are not of God. You often project it on to a higher source. The Greeks were great at that. Their gods were even dysfunctional. If you'll take a look at the religious structures of your planet, they all have a ceiling on God. God thinks like a human. And in the process, there's judgment, reward, punishment, all of the things a parent would do. That is not the creative source. That's the human putting on to God what they are. But there is one thing that God has, that you have given to you by God through the creative source, that you didn't have, not really, before the Pleiadians arrived. And that is the ability to love one another. It happens over and over, and in your lifetime, you may experience it a number of times. I turn again to the mother and the child. Mother, when you see the infant for the first time, and you get to know him, fresh from your womb, the beauty is undeniable, the love is unbelievable, and you fall in love with the infant. And the infant can do anything in the next months. It doesn't matter. And you love them. Whatever mess they make, where they make it, how they do it, and you just smile because you're in love with them. Now I'm going to ask you, Mom, what part are you loving? Which part? Come on, talk to me. Is it the soul? Is it the higher self? Is it the innate? Is it the corporeal? Which cell? And you're going to say, what do you mean? I love them all. Exactly. You're in love with the whole of them. You haven't looked at even a possibility that they are multiple. Are you getting this? You all have been in love. Some of you a greater degree than others. And when the first shades and colors of that love began to blossom in your mind, and in your heart, and you remember what this felt like. Pure love is a brain twister. It even affects how you think. Some feel it's a form of temporary insanity. True love for another human being. And I ask you again, in those moments, when you look at them and sigh, which part of their wholeness are you in love with? The soul, the innate, the cells, the higher self, the pineal, the portal. And the answer is, you don't care. It's the whole package that you feel. How many times have we said to you, it's time to fall in love with yourself? Maybe now you'll understand why. Because only after you have done that do you understand there are no parts. Everything you've studied today is you. Your task from here on is this. You're allowed to name the parts, but you're not allowed to separate them from you. When you start to love yourself, it's all or nothing. The cells, the innate, the higher self, the brain, the corporeal, the consciousness is all one thing. And if you take a look at the system that you've studied today, they are interactive. You realize that as you start working with the innate, your brain functions differently. Your soul is more aware. That which you brought in, which is the peace of God, is aware of everything you are doing and working to help you. There are processes that are going to work immediately that you do not know about, that are multidimensional within these pieces of you, that will change and literally color all of them at the same time with a brand new energy. This is graduation. This is learning to walk. And so we congratulate you for the first steps. And we encourage you to think of it all differently. Before walking, what is the child's world? It's a whole lot closer to the floor, isn't it? And as the child starts to walk, the images of the floor disappear. And in walking, the world changes completely. And that is what is happening to you. Get ready for paradigm shifts as you start to acknowledge the fact that you are working with yourself. And it isn't that hard. Because that which is yourself wants to cooperate. That which is yourself even knows what you're doing as you're doing it. A difficult concept of self-actualization, self-cognization. These are the terms and the concepts and the paradigms of the future. It is the I am in you. A time when you can look at everything and understand the I am in you. Consciousness is a part of God. Welcome to the family. And so it is.